The Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, The Witch, and The Wardrobe. Chapter 4. "But what are you?" said the Queen again. "Are you a great overgrown dwarf that has cut off its beard?"
"No, Your Majesty," said Edmund.
"I never had a beard. I'm a boy."
"A boy," said she.
"Do you mean you are a son of Adam?"
Edmund stood still, saying nothing. He was too confused by this time to understand what the question meant.
"I see you're an idiot, whatever else you may be," said the Queen. "Answer me once and for all, or I shall lose my patience. Are you human?"
"Yes, Your Majesty," said Edmund.
"And how, pray, did you come to enter my dominions?"
"Please, Your Majesty, I came in through a wardrobe."
"A wardrobe? What do you mean?"
I opened a door and just found myself here, Your Majesty," said Edmund.
"Ha!" said the Queen, speaking more to herself than to him. "A door! A door from the world of men! I have heard of such things. This may wreck all. But he is only one, and he is easily dealt with."
As she spoke these words, she rose from her seat and looked Edmund full in the face, her eyes flaming. At the same moment, she raised her wand. Edmund felt sure that she was going to do something dreadful, but he seemed unable to move. Then, just as he gave himself up for lost, she appeared to change her mind.
"My poor child," she said in quite a different voice. "How cold you look.
Come sit with me here on the sledge, and I will put my mantle round you, and we will talk."